This is episode 2109 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are, getting ready to do one of the best things you could possibly do for yourself as you experience a little more peace, energy, and clarity in your day. I want to congratulate you because we are on the final episode of our series on the Yamas of Patanjali, the ancient sage from India who wrote a book called the Yoga Sutras, How to Live Your Life According to Yoga Principles, How to Elevate Your Consciousness. And he has five yamas and five niyamas. They have to do with how you behave outwardly in the world and also inwardly toward yourself. They're often regarded as moral codes or ways of right living. So we're starting with the yamas. In last week's series, you discovered the first yama, which is nonviolence, ahimsa. This week, you've explored all week long satya, or truthfulness. This has to do with truthfulness in the words you speak, in your actions, as well as in your thoughts. And when you're not sure as to whether or not you should speak your truth, because sometimes the truth can hurt, consider the first yama of nonviolence or non-harm, and consider if your truth is harmful to yourself or to others. And if it is, then maybe it's a truth that's not ready to be shared at this moment. Because we all evolve at our own pace, and sometimes people just aren't quite ready for some truth to be revealed about them. It could really be harmful to someone. I think you may have experienced this kind of cold, hard truth in your own life, and sometimes it can be necessary, but sometimes it can just simply be pretty traumatic. And so consider the first yama as a filter before you speak truth in your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Is it harmful? And just maybe think twice before speaking a truth or doing something or thinking some truth that could be harmful. So in today's episode, you are going to be guided on a walking meditation. And as you do a walk, you are encouraged to reflect back over your week to think about how you spoke and lived your truth this week, and also how others were truthful and authentic as well, people you encountered. And you might not be able to do a walking meditation. I realize that it can be hard for you to get out sometimes. In that case, you could meditate outside or open a window or door where you normally meditate, or simply meditate in your regular indoor meditation space, if that's what works for you. But visualize yourself in your favorite natural outdoor location. Maybe for you that is the beach or a forest. Even the desert is so beautiful to walk through. I'm envisioning Sedona, Arizona, one of my favorite places. So think about where you want to meditate visually if you don't have a chance to go outside today. If you have a chance to be outside, I encourage you to head outdoors. Now, before you begin the meditation, as always, calm your mind and body. Notice where you feel a little restless. And I want to mention that if you want a full half hour guided meditation, a deeper experience, you can try the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. That's always an option for you. For you here now, bring to mind, if you're seated indoors, your favorite location. Place yourself there. And I have natural sounds with the birds, the music I'm playing for you. You might hear other sounds around you. And as you walk, notice the colors and the sounds, and notice how the air feels on your skin. You might notice a fragrance. If you're seated visualizing yourself, you might notice the fragrance of salty sea air if you're visualizing yourself at the beach. Notice how you feel. Notice the air on your skin. Notice if there's a taste in your mouth. Now reflect back over your week and think about this week, the times when you felt empowered by your truth or by the truth of others. Celebrate these big wins for yourself. When were you thinking truthful, kind thoughts instead of focusing on negative thoughts that may or may not be true? When did you show up authentically as yourself, even when it may have been hard? Bring this to mind. And now, bring to mind the times this week when it was hard to speak or act your truth. Maybe others too were not truthful to you. Just bring this to mind and notice how it made you feel. Just become aware of how not speaking or acting the truth or authentically was harmful, and think about how it made you feel, how it took away from who you are or who someone else is. Now allow yourself to walk or visualize in your mind yourself communing with your environment purely, authentically, truthfully. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Yamas on Truthfulness, Satya, with you. You are so worth slowing down for.